the original beauty.
You know, beauty is animals. They didn't make it. So the original beauty is animals. So the animals, they do not dress. In the human society, they cover. Animals do not cover. Therefore, original beauty is animals.
He said that this is, the body is made by God. Why cover it up? The nakedness is the work of God.
God says that you should cover. And they are becoming naked now.
Let's go!
What is that? They're laughing.
Do we go left side?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
When there are big kirtan parties, then they stop laughing very quickly.
What are these buildings?
This is a big museum.
Museum?
There's everything there creates.
And why does he die?
Got knowledge.
He has created death. Who has created death? Man creates everything, but who has created your death, Mr. Man? What is the answer?
He has not created anything then.
No. I accept the man has created anything, everything. But who has created your death?
God.
Huh? Is there any answer?
Man has not created death.
That means somebody has created. So how you can say that man has created everything? The fallacy is, you see. Our escape there. That I want to see.
You have quoted a great English poet.
Huh?
You have quoted a great English poet who says that man has created the city and God has created the country.
This is the statement of Mr. Cowper. Man has created nothing. Suppose this building man has created, but where from the ingredient comes? Has man created?
Yes.
This stone, man has created? Huh? What do you think? Is this stone creation of man?
No.
Then what? We have done the work of a laborer, that's all. You have taken ingredients from God and worked hard and transformed into a state, that's all. Your creation means that's like carpenter creates a furniture. That's all. That is his creation. That is the economic law says the man cannot create anything, he can simply transform. These trees, has man created these trees? Why does it say man has created everything?
But they will say that they made the garden.
Huh?
They will say that they made a very
That's
nice
all.
Garden.
That is the business of gardener, servant. Not creator. That is the business of the servant. They say, I'll keep a gardener, servant. And do like this, do like that. That is not his creator. It is my money he has created. Therefore, it is Krishna, everything. That is Krishna conscious. But you have not created anything. You are servants. You are working and Krishna is giving you your subsistence, that's all. Why don't you accept that you are servant of God? then stop claiming that you have to be. What do you feel? This is our challenge. My guys are not.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah. What do you have to do?
Life becomes so artificial in a big city that people don't see that they depend on God.
In a city, park, country, that I don't say that Mr. Kaupar is perfect in his statement. City is also created by God. City is also created by God. God has given you the ingredients, He has given you the intelligence, and He creates. Where from you get the intelligence? Huh? We'll answer this. So what form the man gets his intelligence? Yes. What is the verse? Mastasmati jnanam apavad. Sarvastha chaham vidhijandhi. So, he's sitting in everyone's heart and he's giving intelligence. And because the intelligence comes from God, therefore, one is more intelligent, one is less intelligent. Because intelligence is not his. It is by the mercy of God. One gets more intelligence, one gets less intelligence. See, intelligence is supplied by God.
Yes, but they claim to have found a way of making people biologically more intelligent now.
Huh?
Scientists claim they found a way of making babies more intelligent.
That they are giving in so many things. Therefore, we keep on their press. They say, promise so many things but cannot do anything. And that is the defect of the so-called scientists. They're promising by scientific method, we shall make man deathless. Do they not, sir?
Yes.
Rather than that, just like simply a dream, yes, sir. Utopian dream.
Even if they succeed in one area of doing something they promised, they create something that they didn't want to. They create some other problem that they didn't expect.
Why is that true? Huh? They are creating, but it is still dependent. Suppose they have created this heartless carriage. Now they are crying. Where is the petrol? Where is the petrol? So God, if does not supply petrol, then all these horseless carriage will be pieces of tin. That's all.
Why is it that?
Can you create petrol? Then what is the value of your this horseless carriage? You are dependent on God. What you have created and what you can do? You can create war only to fight man to man, and when you are in danger, then you go to church. God save us, God. That you can create. When it's full of peacefully living, accepting God as the Supreme, you can create war. That's all. That's God's secret to us. But this is a nice path. Why do you go so far? But it's a nice path. Now you create something to enjoy. It's like who created this building? Napoleon?
No.
Then?
Napoleon's sister.
Who did this from?
It's a new building. Oh, this is new. It's not 100 years old. It's just for museum. It's just for the marriage. It's the end of the marriage.
It's a museum for exhibition.
Yeah.
the man who creates that, he's kicked out. Get out. What did he do? So I have created this thing, I must enjoy. Why he's kicked out? Why?
Because it is actually
what is the answer? Why you are kicked out? Answer somebody.
It's just like this body.
It's not the real proprietor.
Therefore. Right. And not only kicked out, who knows that he hasn't given a different body, maybe cats and dogs. So what is the value of this creation? Suppose I create this building and on account of mentality, nature gives me next body a dog, and then what is my profit?
Yeah, there was that man who came to see you a couple of days ago. His argument was that we can't really say for sure because it's not perceivable that we will take a dog's body. But at least this is something we can understand. Here's something, a nice accomplishment.
You understand, but you can understand also that you are kicked out. Don't you understand this?
He doesn't know it.
Huh? That was a fool.
There's a statement that says
suppose if I do something here in Paris, and if you say, sir, as soon as your visa is finished, you will be kicked out. Shall I be interested to create anything? That is intelligence.
Sure.
But I will be kicked out after 2 months, so why shall I construct such a big skin? That is intelligence. So this skill knows that he will be kicked out. He says he walks day and night for collecting bricks and stone and he becomes a big man. When a foolish rascal, he is considered a big man. Therefore, Sarir Brahu Sakhari, Sankhuta Puruja Puruja.
People argue that God has given us our intelligence and our senses, therefore we must enjoy.
Yes. You enjoy, the dog is also enjoying. What you are enjoying more than the dog? Dog also eat, you also eat. Dog also sleep, you also sleep. Dogs also enjoy sex life, you also enjoy sex life. Dog is also afraid of his enemy, you are also afraid of your enemy. So what is the difference between you and dog? Why it claims that you have become very great? What is the difference between the dog's mentality and your mentality? God has given you intelligence to understand that you are nothing, God is everything, just realize. That is intelligence. That is it. When he understands God is great, I am a servant, that is really it. That is his thing. Otherwise, he is exactly like the dog. What is his intention?
People today have reasoned God is dead.
God is not dead, your intelligence is dead. You have got a dead body and you are proud of it. Huh? Decoration of the dead body, and you are decorating the dead body. The body is dead, that's a fact. Because as soon as your soul gets out, it is dead body. But if the body is already there, that means I am occupying a dead body. So long I am there, it is working on me. But the body is dead. And you are decorating the dead body. You are so intelligent. You are interested with the dead body. And you have no intelligence to see that it actually is dead body. Because as soon as I go away, it is dead body. The body is dead. But just like motor car, it is dead. If there is no petrol, it is dead. Similarly, your body is dead. That try to understand. And if somebody decorates a dead body, is very intelligent. Your all acquisition is decoration of the dead body. That is your past. A pranasahi dehasta. Mannanam lokaranyam. Lokaranyam. You can get some rascal and pull some applause. Oh, you are so nice. You are decorating dead body. But intelligent man will say, what a fool he is that he is decorating a dead body.
Sure. It's like the story of the emperor's new clothes.
Huh?
There's a story about an emperor who commissioned a tailor to make some clothes for him. So the commissioner, the tailor, outsmarted him and told the king, "I have made you invisible clothes."
Oh.
So the king said, "Oh, how wonderful. I'm the only person with such clothes." So he wore the invisible clothes and went out in public. Because he was the king, everyone was saying, "Oh, just see how beautiful clothes he has." But then one simple person said, "Why is the king walking naked?"
Look like it.
A simple person is more intelligent than the so-called sophisticated city. Decorating the dead god. I think in mind. And that's about it. I wrote this article.
One old Vaishnava garden.
Huh?
One old Vaishnava garden.
Yes. Decoration of the dead god.
You might ask why we decorate the deity. You say that.
Huh?
Why do we decorate the stone deity?
Because it is not dead. It is living. They can put forward this article, argument. But that we do not know. That we are not decorating, we are decorating the real boss. Now, what will be our question next?
You say it's real body, but it appears to be stone.
Why stone? Stone is also God's body. You don't know that? You know it or not?
Yes, in the universal form.
No, universal form. Krishna says, "Bhumi rako anala vai." Bhumi means the earth. That is my body.
So there are no symptoms, they would say that there are no symptoms of life in the deity.
No, there is life, but you have no eyes to see. There is life. It is the supreme life. Only premanjana shurita bhakti bilasana, one is devotee, he can see. Other are these fools, reptiles, that you are watching in a dead body. You mean to say, after reading so many books, we are worshipping stone? You have no eyes. You have to create that eyes to see that here is personally Krishna present. Atyavata.
They can't even see that in an animal other than human, their soul.
Yes.
So how can they understand the
Therefore, they have to become our student and become our disciple to understand this science. Otherwise, why is there propaganda? If he remains, he can fool and understand. That is not the fact that the stone is also, that is bigger. That is also Krishna.
But by that argument, then this body is also Krishna, made of earth and water.
Yes, it is Krishna, but you are thinking you are. That is Krishna. That's what this body should be engaged for Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. As soon as you accept this body is Krishna, then he cannot employ it for other purposes. But that realization you have known. Why do you say it is Krishna? You are thinking your body. You are body. Where is that consciousness?
The person must argue, when they read the verse of Hum Sarvasa Bhutesu, they argue that Krishna is in the heart of every living entity.
Yes.
Therefore, every living entity is Krishna.
What? If I am in the room, I am room. Is that very good argument? Because I am this room, I am become room. Is that argument very sound? Krishna is within this body. I am also within this body. Does it mean I am body or Krishna is this body? Krishna is everything. Again, Krishna is. That is only the past. Maya. Tatamidam saddam jagat abhakta bhurtina. I am spread all over the universe in my impersonal feature. Jagat sabbhaktam. Maskani Sarvabhutani. Everything is in me. Nahante, Matanante. This is called simultaneously one and different. Achinta Veda. That one has to understand. Where there is no Krishna consciousness, that is different from Krishna. Otherwise, everything is Krishna.
The other religions do not give in.
We are not talking of religion, we are talking of facts.
Yes.
So yes. Don't bring any niche religion. A type of religion is made. Believe something blindly.
Yes.
But that is not our concern. We are talking of the facts. If I say that stone is also Krishna, isn't that the signs?
Signs of how God's energies are working.
Yes. That's like, if I say heat is also fire. Is there any wrong? Is there any wrong? Heat is also fire. But at the same time, heat is not fire. What is it? Difficulty to understand. If I say heat is also fire, but which is not fire, what is it all? Yes. Therefore the fire quality is there. Heat is the quality of the fire. Just like you test sugar. The sweetness is also sugar. And the form is also sugar.
If stone is also
Krishna,
Why are we
worshiping
both stones?
Huh?
And why don't we worship both
yours
also from stone? Why
don't we worship? You worship because you are asking, you worship.
No,
we worship Krishna in his form, but you are formless, you worship that stone. When we make the form of Krishna in stone, then we worship. Not that any stone. Because Krishna is everything, that does not mean I have to worship the dog. That you worship. Because you are impersonal, you worship the dog. And you are doing that. In the morning you take a dog and worship it. That is your business. Our business is to worship the form of Krishna. That is you.
Could we say that anyone who is engaged in glorifying the body is actually engaged in idol worship? Anyone who is engaged
That's
in...
That's not any answer. Krishna says, the body is myself, but still I am not there. So you cannot say, by worshipping your body, you worship Krishna. At that time, he is not there. Although, the body is also Krishna.
Sometimes they argue, how do you know this deity is Krishna and this one isn't? Because each deity looks a little different to the material eyes.
So you have to pluck out the material eyes, then you see that it is all right. But so let me pluck out your material eyes. Then you see. Therefore it is said, Premanjana Shrita, eyes with love of God. Take that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought Jagannath, this is not very beautiful. But immediately he saw Krishna and fainted. You have to make that eye, then you see. If your present eye has to be plucked out, then you see. Hare. Who is that? That's me. Glad.
Where do we go to? Make this promenade around the south of
there may be art. suppose a real man and woman stands here, will he be considered art or criminal?
It's criminal.
Then, is their art is criminal.
But their argument is that when you glorify the body of man...
We don't glorify the body. Who glorifies the body of man? We say it is dead body. Dead body means that there is no glorification. It is condemned. We say dead body. Declaration of the dead body.
That's
Renaissance art.
They glorified the dead body. Leonardo da Vinci glorified the body of man.
That is called Bhutajya. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita as worshipping the material element. Yes, in Western countries that is the prominent Bhutajya. What is the other side, Naya? They cover from loose cloth. Is it not?
Yes.
This is Italian, this is French art to make naked?
Yes. A little more advanced.
Huh? Yes. Therefore, nowadays students are walking naked.
Yes.
In everything. Advanced. More advanced.
There was one picture in the paper of one student running to receive his diploma without any clothes on.
Take care of your class. It is.
The sphere of creation created by Krishna, and man cannot destroy it. Although they are thinking that if they have a nuclear war, then they will destroy the earth.
What do they understand?
They are thinking the earth will just blow up.
Then is the earth will be finished?
Yes.
They are expecting that? The earth will be finished?
They think it's within their power.
Huh?
It's within their power.
Hmm. Within their power, so many things. They are imagining. That is not possible. He can make a big hole on you, that's all. Then while he stands, suppose he finishes the art, then he is also finished. Then what is the credit? If you suicide, if you cut your own throat, is it very good credit? Then, what is the credit? Suppose he has manufactured something, then the art will be finished. Then he will be also finished. So, what is God's loss? There are millions of us like planets floating in the sky. So, one is loss, so what is God's loss? It is your loss. that you have finished. Is that very good invention to finish yourself? You are being finished and now you have invented an instrument to be finished. So you will be finished, wait for that, while you are anxious to invent something to finish yourself. Is that very good intelligence? You will be finished. That's a fact. So why you have invented my thing to finish yourself quickly and you want to take credit? Then he proves he's a nonsense. He's a nonsense.
God is all good. Why does he permit so many wars to go on?
Huh?
God is all good. Why does he permit so many wars to go on?
Because he wants to be finished. You create a war to be finished. God does not create. It is just like you have created this weapon. In the name of finishing our enemy, you will be finished also. Is that very good credit? And God has created like that? You have created. Why didn't you understand this?
But why has God permitted me to do such a horrible thing?
Yeah, that is your little independence. God does not want to touch it. By your independence, go to hell or go to heaven. That's your choice. God says that don't use your independence by malpractice, sarvadharman puritajaman, because there is God's death. You surrender to me, I have died. But if you misuse your independence, that's your business. You go to hell or heaven, that's your business.
Where are we going to? Well, Carl will be waiting for us down there.
You going to get it right now?
Yes. Hare Krishna. They are all demigods. This picture.
Any animals.
This is, I think, Adam and Eve in the middle. There must be some sense.
Yes, there is. People are believing that at the end of life, it's just death. So why worry about anything else? If we just enjoy right now.
That is the difference between you and animals. The animal is in the slaughterhouse. He is not worried. But why you are worried? Suppose if you are brought into the slaughterhouse, and if you know that you will be slaughtered, are you not worried? An animal is not worried. He is eating grass, that's all. So that is the difference between animal and man. If you are not worried, then you are animal. That's all.
You once said that human life is pessimistic.
Yeah. Dissatisfaction. If you are not worried, that means you are enemy. You are not human.
Is that like Prahlad Maharaj's prayer when he saw Lord Nrsimha Das? He said, I am not afraid of your ferocious form, but I am afraid of this material world.
Yeah. He is giving nice reference. Devotee, although he is God in his land, feature and very ferocious, he knows he is God. He is my Lord. But this so-called advancement of material civilization is the greatest penny. That is not, material civilization is very, very backward. Maya Mohit, he will be captivated by the so-called stones and bricks and will forget God. That is the disease of the Western world. They are very much fond of these stones and bricks, and they have, therefore they have no knowledge about them. The electricity, the electrons, the radio, the everything machine and stone, they have got forgotten God. Jaravidya kham has, as more you materially advance, you forget God. So, human life is meant for reviving our relationship with God, but if we forget God, then what kind of civilization? We are forgetting a real business.
Some people use the argument, Srila Prabhupada, that by this advancement of technology, it will free us to
philosophical. They will free us. So that will never come. That will never come. Therefore, they are called Vairaktaman. They are captivated by the external feature. And one who is leading them, he is also blind, and one who is following, he is also blind. Kandarathan, Vairupaniyama, Stipisa Tantra, Vilani Bhakta. We do not know the material laws are so strong that they are not free to do anything.
They're thinking that the technology will free them.
No.
The technology cannot.
It will bind them.
Simply creates newer problems.
That's.
Some people glorify suffering in the material world, which they say that increases their sense of appreciating the momentary happiness they have.
Yeah, that is good. That's good. Yeah. Blessings are advanced. That is blessing.
Blessings
are advanced.
That's adversity.
Therefore, according to Vedic system, with the king, they give up their kingdom and become a sannyasi mendika. Voluntary acceptance of adversity. This is good. To live very comfortably and forget God is not good.
How can a devotee be free from being attracted to this worldliness?
What?
How can a devotee be?
Why is he attracted by Krishna and forget? That's why we are more or less not attracted by these material features. Because you have little attraction for Krishna. Yes? To increase your attraction for Krishna, you forget all nonsense. Bhakti parihano bhava virakti annatrasa. The bhakti means more realization of God and forgetting this, all this nonsense. Very good. That is the test of bhakti. How much you have become disinterested with this material advance. Very good. Advancement. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanas. At last, when we feel that now I am dispossessed of all this material nonsense, then you make progress. And so long you feel I've got this, I've got that, I am in possession of this, that means your material disease is continuing. When you feel that I do not have anything material, that is the beginning of power.
Papa, what is the devotee's greatest enemy?
Huh?
The devotee's greatest enemy?
He himself. Because he is a rascal. He is his greatest enemy. So, just get out of this rascal now and you become your friend.
Mm.
Nobody is enemy. You are yourself your enemy. Nobody is enemy.
Big.
Okay,
yeah,